gonna just let this play for a few seconds, Captain. That's a bit of Snake Charmer, Rage Against the Machine off their Evil Empire album. One of my favourites. Wonder if it's one of the favourites of the man we're about to talk to. Good win for Freo over in Perth yesterday against Collingwood. Last gasp win over the Siren, Ed Langdon, kicking a goal to give them victory in that JLT series game. On the line to talk about it, our Perth correspondent, SEN Zone, Jack Crawshaw. G'day, Jack.
G'day, Rowan. Good to talk to you, mate, and happy birthday as well, buddy.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much. I'm tipping I'm considerably older than you. It was a pretty high-standard game, I thought, and, you know, good patches for both teams. Probably neither really played four quarters, but a ripping finish. I've got to say, the thing that probably struck me the most was the absolute jubilation of the Freo guys after Langdon kicked that goal. I suspect there's probably a bit of stick going on about that. A lot of people saying, hang on a sec, fellas, it's just a practice game. But geez, they were happy.
Yeah, they certainly were. I mean, after they had it handled to them by West Coast the week before up at Geraldton, I think any small win for Fremantle would have been big yesterday, because they just really didn't show up last week up there at Wonsalla. And to come back yesterday and, you know, the first half was, you know, sort of played within a half, so to speak. I mean, Fremantle had a very good first quarter. Collingwood fought back and had a really good second quarter. And we thought, OK, we might have a bit of a game on our hands here. And that's the way it panned out, I suppose. Yeah, from a Fremantle point of view, I mean, they probably overcooked the ball a few times. Nat Fyfe, two or three times, kicked the ball out of bounds on the floor, which is pretty unusual for him. His possession is normally pretty good. Collingwood as well had similar, just overcooking it a couple of times. But overall, yeah, it was a really good standard of football. I mean, I suppose we've got to think that there's only a couple of weeks left for the season. And before coming into this game, I thought it would be interesting to see what Team Collingwood do bring over, considering it's obviously another long flight over to Perth. They've got to travel, you know, 45, 50 minutes south to Mandurah, and then obviously the going home aspect as well. But they brought over a really good side and put up a really good performance. But yeah, that was surprising at the end. As a caller, I mean, and Paul Hazelby and I did the game on SCN yesterday, and see, at the end we were trying to pump it up, but really it didn't mean anything. So really you didn't want to go too over the top, Rose, because otherwise people exactly would have had that thought. Well, gee, you blokes, you know, it's after the siren, there's not much on it. But yeah, gee, Fremantle were pretty happy with themselves to get it over the line. And if Ed Langdon is ever faced with that at some point during the season, you know, he's got full confidence that he's done it before, he should probably do it again.
Well, at least they won. I can remember Essendon getting up in the last few seconds to pinch a draw with St Kilda in a pre-season game a few years back, and the young Bombers were going berserk. I remember Lee Montagne just walking past him going, oh, you're kidding, you blokes, you know. So I guess a long year, you've got to pace yourselves, but good signs. I think from a longer-term perspective, probably the thing Ross Lyon would have been most pleased about, I suspect, was the midfield, because they really didn't turn up at all last week and just looked a lot better and a lot more competitive yesterday.
Yeah, they certainly did. I mean, Nat Fyfe, obviously, the barometer there for Fremantle. He was very good last week. He was very good again yesterday. Brad Hill, obviously, who had that allergic reaction to the ice bath in the lead-up to the game last week up in Geraldton, played a lot better game yesterday and certainly proved to everybody that's the reason why he of course, has come across from Hawthorn. He's got that speed, he's got that pace, fantastic. His brother, Stephen Hill, was probably best on ground yesterday.
Yeah.
Did some fantastic things. Got the votes from Paul Hazelby in the Player of the Day yesterday in the commentary as well, but Stephen Hill played well. David Mundy was a little hit and miss last week. I probably warmed into it a little bit better yesterday, but still I didn't think that David Mundy had his best game. So maybe against Carlton next week here in Perth, he'll shine a bit brighter. And so another player as well. I mean, Michael Walters, I think, provides so much for them, both around the ball, but also in the forward line as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if he plays a little bit more time up the ground, Michael Walters, during the upcoming season, because he's just electric. And the speed that he can get away from a contest and really get the ball down and put pressure on the defence of opposition, considering that hopefully Cam McCarthy will be that main focus point up forward for Fremantle. Certainly, I think there's a bit of a worry there for some sides if Fremantle midfield really is on like they were yesterday.
Well, it's been the continual Achilles heel for them, hasn't it? Just being able to find enough scoring power, really, and Matt Pavlich being the focus of that for so long. As you said, good signs from McCarthy. Shane Kirsten, not really a factor. He copped a bit of a knock. Is he okay?
Yeah, well, he went to hospital actually yesterday afternoon and had some scans done for broken ribs. At the time in the call, we thought he landed really heavily, and we thought he might have just been winded. He got back up on his feet and sort of walked away with trainers. We thought maybe he might come back a bit later, but obviously as the afternoon went on, we understood that it was a bit more serious than first thought. So yeah, scans for broken ribs, no doubt we'll find out the results of those at some point today or in the wash up tomorrow for the Fremantle Dockers. But yeah, I think the real focus point there is going to have to be McCarthy, because Taberner and Atness both didn't play yesterday. They were poor against West Coast last week up in Geraldton, and I don't know, you know, how much further they will try and persist. I mean, McCarthy has to be the limelight with Kirsten down there. And I mean, we saw yesterday John Griffin scored a couple of goals out of the ruck. Aaron Sanderland's proved a strong target up there too. So maybe it's worth throwing. Maybe Griffin does more of the ruck work and they throw Sanderland in the forward line for long periods of time, and whether he can take some big, strong marks and try and kick some goals for them. But certainly McCarthy's going to be the one that needs to come good for Fremantle, because they're Taberner and Atness, they're just not doing it for the moment. They've got those crumbing forwards, Ballantyne, Brad Hill can kick a couple, we've seen that, Walters as well. They just need that vocal point in the forward line, and hopefully it'll be McCarthy and Kirsten who can do that for them.
Yeah, well, speaking of Ruckman doing a reasonable job up forward, I think that would have almost been the most pleasing thing for the Pies yesterday. Mason Cox, I mean, now we know how good a prospect Darcy Moore is, but they can't leave it all up to him. Jesse White, I think, offers the prospect of decent support. He had a pretty reasonable year last year, and I think encouraging signs so far again. But Mason Cox, big presence up there, kicked three goals. And, of course, you've got the smaller frames of Fasolo and Jamie Elliott and these blokes down there. I think I'm not a big fan of resting Ruckman as potential key forwards, but I think Cox might actually break that mould. I thought he looked pretty effective down there.
Yeah, he certainly did, Ro. You're right. And he caused a whole heap of problems yesterday for the Fremantle defence, that's for sure. I mean, a couple of defenders got lost in the traffic yesterday. Michael Johnson tried to go with him for a little bit, lost him a few times. They put Hambling on him for a little bit as well. So Hambling seems to be a good defender for Fremantle, but it seems as if, that Mason Cox will work really well with Darcy Moore up there. Darcy Moore started the game really well yesterday, but probably faded out as the game went on. Mason Cox still provided that real barometer up in the forward line, that's for sure for Collingwood, and I think he will cause some real problems for opposition defence in season 2017. He can kick the ball, he's a really good mark, and proves a real good target up there for them.
I think the other guy for the Pies who's really impressed me in both games so far is Tom Phillips, and he's symptomatic of they've got a big band of young players, a lot of whom have had anywhere between, you know, 1 to 4 seasons under their belts now. And you're still, you know, there's a lot of competition for spots among that group. But I think Tom Phillips, from what I've seen so far, he looks more advanced than most of them. And you'd have to pencil him in as a certainty for them in their round one side, I would have thought.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, he did a lot of good things yesterday and was really able to get the ball and propel him off half back, I thought yesterday. Tom Phillips, he was exceptional and did really set up a couple of linking plays for Collingwood. And a couple of times where they moved the ball really quickly. And obviously you spoke about the likes of Fasolo, etc., getting onto it and then getting it down into the forward line to big Mason Cox. So I think, there's a lot to like, as you said, about those young players from a Collingwood point of view. They certainly played their part in the game yesterday. And certainly there's lots of light from Nathan Buckley point of view going forward with that young talent in the side. Whether, you know, depending on the start of the season that Collingwood have and how far they get, whether Nathan Buckley's the man that can take that young talent and push them forward. Certainly he does have plenty to work with there if he's there for the full season with the Pies.
Now, a quick one to finish off. I'm going to put you right on the spot here. Where do you see both these sides finishing this season?
Yeah, good question. Collingwood, I don't think, will be in the 8. I think they'll be in that 9 to 13 bracket, I think. And from a Fremantle point of view, it all depends, though, on the forward line output. It's as simple as that. I mean, if McCarthy can really go and try and kick 3 or 4 goals a game, along with Sanderland's chipping in and then the midfield, you know, Fremantle could be really potent up there because they've definitely got the midfield. There's no question about that. They've got Fife back. They've got Stephen Hill, Brad Hill, all these type of players. Their midfield is great. The defence should be able to hold up. So I reckon Fremantle could just sneak into the eight, providing they've got that avenue to goal. If that struggles this year and McCarthy doesn't find his feet, and Aptness and Tabernacle, well, I can think we can almost probably forget about them. They'll play the majority of the season with Phil Thundy. Would have thought they haven't been no good. That's the key. If they can't do that, well, then they're outside the eight and they won't make finals. But if they get that together, I reckon they'll win enough games to get inside.
Well, you can flip that around exactly the opposite way for me. I reckon the Pies might sneak in and Frio might just be in that group you spoke about. But hopefully no one will keep this on tape and play it back to haunt us both in about 6 months' time. Good work, Jack. We'll talk to you soon.
Good on you, Ray.